going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sometimes a flop can put you over the top. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's the 9 o'clock stretch. Stretch it out. It's good for you. Good job, Greg. Now you're just showing off.
Well, you know.
It is 9:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Coca-Cola, not good enough.
Huh.
99 years. Not enough history, heritage, and sales. No. We've got a better, a newer formula. Watch this. Here. Hold my Pepsi. Uh-huh. Yep, it was on this day. A day that'll live in infamy.
What year? It's got to be mid-80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This day... Exactly mid-80s.
85, yeah.
Correctamundo.
Seems right.
Circle gets the square. Good job, Greg. Yep. You moved to the front of the class again. You and the team.
Cool.
So, yeah, on this day in 1985, the Coca-Cola Company, in their infinite wisdom, announces they're changing the formula of its signature soft drink for the first time in 99 years. So, before 99 years, is that back when it had cocaine in it, man? The short... lived sweeter New Coke, as it was called. They might as well just called it New Kids on the Block.
Because it was, kind of.
Because, yeah.
A little sappy. A little sweet.
And, of course, they put it out on the market, and they tried to market it, and it just wasn't going to work.
Talk about backlash.
Look, it ain't broke. Don't fix it. Nobody in that boardroom, you know, that came up in discussion. No, we can make it even better. It'd been the world's best-selling soft drink. Yeah, being number one is not good enough. Let's risk it all so that we can be number two.
Well, they're one of those products, kind of like Kleenex and Q-tips. Some folks will ask for a Coke, even if they don't really want a Coke. Depending on what part of the country you're from, it's just a soda or whatever.
Yeah, but Coke could be, kind of a general term applied to any soft drink or any drink sometimes. But, yeah, they were getting more competition from Pepsi. So the company wanted to energize the brand. And they did blind taste tests. And consumers generally preferred New Coke over Pepsi and the original Coke.
Interesting.
Well, this is just like doing music tests. I used to have arguments with PDs in the past.
Yeah.
And what it is they play a snippet of a song. Mm-hmm. Do you like it? Is it familiar? Do you hear it too often?
Right.
Well, depending on the forum, sometimes they were open forums, sometimes they were individuals, but whenever they would do that, they're just playing a snippet. And I said, well... the tune-out point may be at the very beginning of the song. That's one thing, not the so-called hook. And I said, and in this kind of environment, you know, today it's your birthday, blah, blah, blah. Right. Who doesn't like the Beatles, today it's your birthday?
Right.
But you might not want to hear it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, all these factors go into it, and you can't always trust even a focus group, so to speak. And that's exactly what they did. Mm-hmm. They did a large focus group, but still, that's what they did. They trusted that.
But people don't buy based on a blind taste test. They buy based on past influence, history, experience, all that 99 years of marketing you did had worked, and then you decided to change it.
And I wonder how many ounces the taster tested. Because
just the hook.
But that's right. What I mean, because the initial flavor, let's say 1, 2, 4 swigs in.
Sure.
You're like, yeah, I have to say this is the one.
Uh-huh.
But 10 swigs in, you go, you know, I don't know if there's something missing or it's just a tad too sweet. Because that was the deal. Kind of was. Now, do you want to hear what I think it was?
What's that?
I think, and I got this somewhere, this was an opportunity for them to change the original formula without saying they're changing the original formula. So when Coke went off and they put, you know, this new Coke up and people were outraged, the old Coke came back. How long do you think it took? Do you remember, Greg? Can you even give me a guess how long it took?
Before they went back.
Yeah, before they went back to the so-called original but called it Coca-Cola Classic.
Less than 6 months?
Yeah, 79 days.
Okay.
That's a short period of time.
That's very short.
To say we're already giving up?
Yeah.
After you've invested how much? I mean, you talk about, shifting sands. So, the real reason behind it, in my opinion, is that they went from sugar,
right,
which was expensive, to that fructose.
Right.
The fructose corn syrup. And this way, nobody could go, well, I put those two side by side, which has been done in the past, by the way. But for the most part, if you just switch day one, people would be like, you know, or getting it out of the case and saying, hey, this one's an old one, this one's a new one, let's try them.
Right.
The 79-day period kind of squashed most of that.
Old stock is gone. Yeah.
Enjoy the stuff with the high fructose corn syrup. See what that does to the glycemic index.
And how much money did it save them? You know, which is probably part of the key.
Well, I don't know that they've ever truly admitted that is the deal.
You'd probably have to go back and actually find official labeling, even, I guess. And it's probably out there on the internet somewhere. Somebody's probably put it all out there. But.
Well, I don't know if you saw it. When I say recently, I mean the last few years.
Yeah.
Talking about limited editions of some of these sodas released with real sugar.
Yes.
So exactly. There you go.
That makes a point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. I usually am.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Trump oversees a 99.99% drop in catch and release on migrants at the border. Yes. Doing exactly what he was hired to do. President Trump's illegal immigration crackdown has resulted in a nearly 100% drop in the catch and release of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border compared to the highest period of catch and release under former President Joe Biden. You get the idea. Only 20 migrants were apprehended by Border Patrol and subsequently released from custody in February.
Wow.
20. 2-0.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Big difference.
You think?
Yeah.
December of 2023, the Biden administration saw close to 200,000 migrants apprehended and then released into the United States interior.
Huh.
Yeah.
If it's anything we know, it's math. We can add.
No, I screwed it up the other day. I couldn't figure out the price of an egg.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah, remember? It was
$15,000 and 30,000 eggs.
Oh.
Wasn't it?
Well.
Yeah.
If it was, then it would have been 50 cents a piece.
Right.
But
you're right.
I'm not sure that was the...
Yeah, it was.
It was?
Uh-huh.
You're positive?
Yeah.
I mean, did you have the story?
I remember it well enough, yeah.
So I messed up.
It's just math, you know. You weren't
You
weren't hard to be a mathematician.
No. It's just I was so convinced. I convinced you.
Yeah,
you did. Nod. You're nodding along.
I didn't do the math on it because, well, you know, okay, sure, that's terrible. But yeah. The story was that the lefties were getting on Donald Trump because they used real eggs for the egg roll. Not like Chinese egg roll. For the big thing at the White House. And the story was, okay, 30,000 eggs, $15,000. You know, real people were having to dye potatoes. They didn't even have real eggs. But if it proves the point that the prices aren't as bad as they were,
right,
then why is it a story? They just want to jump on Donald Trump.
Yeah, anything.
Yeah.
Anything that comes along. Because
that's what they do.
Because things are generally going well.
Yeah.
Like, for example, 18 countries have made formal trade proposals to the U.S. And $5 trillion of both domestic and foreign monies are coming in for investment. And we'll talk more about that coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, 30 minutes away from things that make you smile. We'll see if we can get all of the callers on board that actually understand it's upbeat, positive thoughts.
And non-political.
Non-political.
Oh, okay, it's a new rule, I guess.
We'll see,
huh?
Right?
Yeah.
All right, hang in there. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 9:22. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Hank Aaron, on this day in 1954, hits his first home run of his Major League Baseball career.
Wow.
20 years later. He becomes baseball's new home run king at that time when he broke Babe Ruth's longstanding record of 714 career homers. Came from Mobile, Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Began his professional baseball career in 1952 in the Negro League and joined the Milwaukee Braves of the major leagues in 1954, 8 years after Jackie Robinson had integrated baseball. Aaron was the last Negro League player to compete in the majors. He played in his first game with the Braves on April 13th, went hitless in his first five times at bat. 2 days later, he got his first hit, a single, and on April 23rd, this day, 1954, pounded out his first major league home run against the Cardinals. Sorry, Greg.
Sorry. It's okay.
But, 1954. 20 years.
Man.
Breaks a record.
That's quite a career, though.
Oh, yeah.
Just lasting 20 years.
But, yeah, absolutely. That's still being able to hit a baseball. Yeah. Incredible. Hey, Sarah Palin, she had a lawsuit against the New York Times. I guess it was actually technically a retrial, but she lost. It was a defamation lawsuit, and the New York Times was found not guilty of libel when it falsely linked her to a 2011 mass shooting in an editorial it published in 2017. And it was a mess, the first trial and all that. But the bottom line is, basically, they ruled that, you know, the New York Times, I mean, they're not perfect. They could make a mistake.
Okay.
It's really what it comes down to.
That's a big mistake.
Yeah. So. I mean, they did publish a correction, I guess. I think it was the very next opportunity, the next day or whatever. But yeah, the damage was done.
Yeah.
But it's hard to be a person who's in the public spotlight.
Yep.
And to win a case, even if you've got, you know, seem pretty rock solid.
Mm-hmm.
But then
it's like we've determined in this country it's okay for you to be a target. It's kind of what we've really made it to be. You can't defend against things like that.
Well, and it just happened to be the New York Times, which let's just say hasn't been a great friend to most conservatives.
They might have a leaning.
Yeah. And it's an op-ed piece. I mean,
right.
Somebody had a chance to review it, and they gave it a green light. Uh-huh. So, you know, did you, was it just a mistake? Or right. was it a mistake that you were wrong?
Yeah, and you agreed, and you're like, hey, that's great. They said it. Let's roll with it. Answer's wrong.
Yeah, and I don't know all the minor details of all of that. But, again, if you're a person in the public spotlight, it's hard to win a suit like that. But Attorney General Pam Bondi issued a memorandum exclusively shared with Breitbart News, which is aimed at preventing the mutilation of children in the United States through gender reassignment surgery, and holds accountable medical practitioners who, quote-unquote, exploit and mutilate children. In a memo to the DOJ, Bondi cast blame on former President Joe Biden and the Biden-Harris administration for the medical community's fraud and exploitation of parents and children who have fallen prey to radical gender ideology. Bondi noted how Biden had advanced the transgender agenda by hosting transgender activist influencers like Dylan Mulvaney, and appointing Rachel Levine as the former Health and Human Services Assistant Secretary. Bondi continued to note that President Donald Trump, in comparison, has put a stop to the promotion of gender reassignment surgeries, especially among children, and has issued an executive order titled Protecting Children from Chemical and Surgical Mutilation. The Biden administration bears enormous responsibility for the medical community's fraud and exploitation of parents and children. President Biden personally advanced the agenda. And then they threatened legal action against Medicaid and Obamacare providers if they fail to offer what they called care, gender-affirming care. Mm-hmm. And the memo continued, pursuant to the president's directive, I'm issuing the following guidance to all DOJ employees to enforce rigorous protections and hold accountable those who prey on vulnerable children and their parents. Yep, and they would enforce laws outlawing female genital mutilation and investigate violations of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act and False Claims Act, and would be promoting new legislation protecting children. Yeah, it's the right thing to do. The left wants it to be a partisan issue. It's not. It's a common sense issue, but they don't see it that way, but at least we've got Donald Trump in there. We got Pam Bondi in there. It is 9:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up in a few minutes, things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, non-political, you can do it. But more headlines, more interesting stuff is just right around the corner. Oh, and a code word. Maybe a chance to win Rock the Country tickets. That's next on 97.3 The Sky. All righty. Shaping up to be another gorgeous day. Wow. We are blessed, my friends. It is 9:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and I want to give you a chance to win tickets for Rock the Country. All you need to do is text the word ROCK, R-O-C-K. Text ROCK to 20357. You'll be in the running for tickets to see Kid Rock, Hank Williams Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and a whole lot more. This two-day event is May 9th and 10th at the Florida Horse Park in Ocala. So once again, that is text ROCK to 20357. Data and message rates may apply. Please do not text and drive. President Trump, he likes to call people out. He likes to have his way. Jerome Powell in his sights, saying basically, hey, pal, need you to lower the interest rates. And he actually said it in kind of a nicer way.
Which is unusual.
Well,
kind of.
He said, I mean, one day he did say, the guy, he's always late.
Well, yeah.
He's late.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah. He should do it. Now, look, the president wants Jerome Powell to push for a lower interest rate coming from the Fed. He may or may not do that. He is not in, he doesn't have to take, the president can fire him, but they really, the Fed can take action on their own. They're not part of our government. That's, I don't know why they, I guess that was very, like, I guess that was genius to call them the Federal Reserve.
Because everybody thinks what?
It's our federal government.
But it's not.
No, it isn't.
They would call them federal buildings and everything else.
They named it like that on purpose.
Sure they did.
Yeah. President Donald Trump's never been shy about calling out Jerome Powell. We know. Then they tried to speculate, oh, Powell's on the hot seat. Powell's going to get fired.
Mm-hmm.
No, Trump never said that. He wants lower interest rates. He wants what he wants. But he never said that. And he knows right now it would be a good move anyway. And even if he did fire him, there's not a guarantee that the Fed would lower rates. So, yeah, this is an example where I think the media got out ahead of themselves a little bit. But I don't think that Jerome Powell is going to go anywhere. And I don't think the president necessarily had any plans to get rid of him. So we'll see how the process goes. But look, they're looking for that, you know, the inflation staying below 2%. And they're also going to look at, you know, unemployment numbers and things like that. It would be good, in my opinion, if they lowered the interest rate. And then the fear always is then the inflation could rear up and pop its ugly head up.
Do you feel like that the media, as well as, let's say, Wall Street, are just a little too quick to jump the gun and overreactionary on every comment that Trump makes?
Yes,
they are. Compared to presidents in the past.
Yes, they are. And one of the reasons why, of course, the media is going to look for any negativity anywhere all the time.
Sure.
When it comes to Trump, for sure. And
right.
Jen Psaki basically admitted that the other day on the air. But there's a lot of good things going on. I mean, you've got 18 countries that have made formal trade proposals, not just all that have come to the table, but 18 are like, they're done. It's good. They're done negotiating. I mean, well, pretty much. They've made their proposals. China still kind of waiting on that one. But things are looking good in that area for once. And then you've got a story coming out about foreign and domestic investments totaling over $5 trillion under Trump, and that adding 451,000 jobs for Americans. Yep, U.S. investment under President Donald Trump's administration has reached more than $5 trillion. It's expected to generate hundreds of thousands of jobs in total. Like I said, from four different countries, various U.S. industries and manufacturers have garnered roughly $5.2 trillion in investments since January 20th. Really, I think this might be more than the monies that were committed into investing in the U.S. over 4 years. Trump's getting more in a few months than Biden managed to get. Of course, Biden might have gotten a lot more than we know of, and he just kept stuffing it in his pockets. Yeah, a lot of this will be, you know, will have to do with AI. But these are good things that are happening. We have to be patient on some of the other things like China, and we're being patient and feel like that we're not going to blink, and that they'll come up with a what's a good and reasonable deal for everybody involved. Of course, China will still end up feeling like they lost something because they've taken advantage of us for so long. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent on Tuesday announced that the department sanctioned Syed Azdullah Amemjira. Yep. And his corporate network, stating that he and his network sought to evade American sanctions. This is an Iranian petroleum magnate. Said, yep, we are going to sanction them, and that is a good thing, and that will make it more difficult for Iran to fund terrorism and their nuclear program. So those are good things. Trump also was not happy about how immigration is going and the fact that these judges could stand in the way. I've seen the numbers before. I don't recall them exactly, but apparently there was nowhere near the kind of injunctions from George W. Bush to Obama in terms of the court standing up and saying, no, you can't deport, because they all deported millions of people, too.
Even as far back as Clinton.
That's where it started.
It's amazing the differences.
All right. So, yeah, he's upset. He says, I hope we get cooperation from the courts because, you know, we have thousands of people that are ready to go out, and you can't have a trial for all these people. It wasn't meant. The system wasn't meant. We don't think that there's anything that says that. Since he returned to the Oval Office in January, Trump and his administration, they've faced hundreds of lawsuits targeting his executive orders and actions, some of which have resulted in nationwide injunctions. The Supreme Court is set to hear a case on May 15th about the three federal judges who issued separate nationwide injunctions blocking an executive order by Trump ending birthright citizenship for the children of illegal immigrants. Well, you know, and that maybe that's one that should have been addressed a while ago, and now it finally will be. Trump also addressed his administration's ongoing trade war with China, saying it's up to China to make a deal. And he was referring to, you know, the tariffs. He said it used to be zero. We were just destroyed. China was taking us for a ride, and it's just not going to happen. We're going to be very good to China. I have a great relationship with President Xi, but they would make billions and billions and billions of dollars a year, and they would build their military out of the United States on what they made, so that won't happen. And something to be aware of, maybe you got some teens in the house, and you're always concerned probably about the internet and social media and all that. Smart Social founder Josh Oakes and Don Osten, the superintendent, Palo Alto Unified School System, talked to Fox News Digital about this emerging trend. And the trend is that young students are falling victim to the increasing use of AI-powered nudify apps, is what they call them, nudify, and that they have the power to create fake pornography of classmates.
Right.
And it's AI, and apparently some of this stuff looks scary in a scary way. I mean, very kind of accurate, real. Yeah.
Well, we were talking before the show this morning. You know, you'll see ads pop up on your computer and that sort of thing. And more, it seems like a lot of times if you really look, you can tell they're not real people. It doesn't look like old artwork because AI is so much better, but the need for real models will diminish because of that.
Yeah.
And they can, as we were talking too, they can tune them ever so slightly for whichever market, whichever ethnic demographic you want. And again, you're not hiring people to fill those roles.
But in this case, yeah, they're using images of classmates.
Take your face and change everything else. Yeah.
And the guy from Palo Alto, he said, look, it used to be, you know, a bully would come over and push you.
Right.
He said, but our city, look, Palo Alto is not a community where people are going to come and push anybody into a locker. That doesn't happen. But it's not immune from online bullying.
Yeah.
Education experts are warning parents that teens are now using AI apps and websites to create nude images of their peers. The differences, I think, are worse. Now your bully can be completely anonymous. You don't even know where it's coming from. Austin noted that conversation with mental health professionals have unearthed another troubling trend where kids who have become the victim of online bullying can become addicted to searching for negative content about themselves.
Oh, I thought about that part.
Yeah, they're looking, monitoring the exact place where the harm is coming from.
Which then makes it even worse.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, gosh, it's an exciting new world in many ways, but it's quite troubling in many ways as well. And is AI going to help make things better or make things worse? I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Well, it's like anything. It's a tool. It can be used for good or evil. It's all about the person.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, if you can't control some of this stuff, this AI stuff.
Oh, you mean once it gets out on its own?
Yeah. Who's going to take blame for what develops out of? Yeah, I didn't program it like that. Well, neither did I.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's self-programmed and self-taught, and yeah.
Scary stuff.
9:48 on the Bob Rose Show. You know what it's time for? Things that make you smile. We're looking for upbeat, non-political, positive thoughts. You can do it. Things that make you smile is brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. Call in now. 877-975-9825. It is another day in paradise. Thank you, Lord. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it is time for things that make you smile. This is where you call in with positive, upbeat, non-political thoughts. And it's brought to you by Transformation Dentistry with Dr. Samantha Annis. So go ahead and call in right now. Don't be shy. 877-975-9825. And, Greg, you have something to share? Go ahead.
Well, I got my hand up, so yeah, I'll jump ahead of the line here. Looking forward to tomorrow. You know, we do a lot of stuff with the ARC. They do a lot of great work in our community. And even though Earth Day was, I guess, yesterday, we every year we kind of get together, and a lot of times we help them out with some planting and some things around, you know, the office and the grounds there with the ARC. And we're going to be doing that tomorrow. And I'm just looking forward to it. It's going to be a nice day. We always get the staff together. We're there with the staff and some of the folks of the ARC, and it's just always a fun time, and you know, we accomplish something too.
Something nice for people that'll appreciate it.
Yeah,
I agree. Looking forward to it as well. And good morning, Mark. What's making you smile?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's making me smile is I've chopped a pita in half, and I've mixed up some salad with ranch dressing and chunks of pork, and I'm just going to have an excellent breakfast just before the hot day.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. Good meal. Make you smile every time. Good morning, Jeff. What's making you smile?
I've had the same radio on the job site for about 20 years, and it's got a funky volume knob where you can't, where it's always just a little too low or a little too loud, and it's like, and you can't never get it right. Well, it fell off the roof today, and it jammed the volume knob in tighter, and it's working perfectly, and I'm smiling. God bless America.
Wow, we need a divine intervention to knock that radio down and fix it.
Well, at least it's, you know, stays in the right dial position. That's a good thing.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Real quick note, coming to Gilchrist County, it's called Stars of Freedom Dinner, and it is Friday, May the 2nd, and believe it or not, that's like a week from Friday.
Wow.
How crazy quick it's coming up. But one of the major guests there is going to be Congressman Byron Donalds.
Cool.
So you might hear something about, you know, if he's, you know, what, why you should maybe consider him for higher office.
Yeah, sure he'll have something to say about it.
Yeah, sure he will. All right. Coming up next, it is The Smoking Gun, and that is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Hang on. It's coming next. Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. You know, the Oscars, the Academy Awards, the folks that vote on that, it's not required that they watch all of the movies that are nominated for said award. That was until Monday, and they made it a rule. Academy members must now watch all nominated films in each category to be eligible to vote in the final round for the Oscars. So, yeah, that's quite a bit of viewing, but they should take their responsibility, you know, with a sense of purpose, because this will be who will be enshrined or not into history. And they were more and more vocal recently that they didn't watch all the stuff, and this will still be difficult to enforce, but hopefully maybe they'll make some better choices. And that's The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Have a great day. See you.